Morning, Mary Andrea.
Good morning, Jonah. How are you doing?
Good. What's up? What can I help you
Okay. I wanted to call you because I have a client. Well, it's actually a caregiver, and she has been for a few days now asking for a trace number. I don't know if you remember. I sent you an email. She did not receive her paycheck for August
Yes, I saw
1st.
your email. I saw your email on Friday. I was already out of the office. What is her name one more time? Let me look it up.
It's Glennie Garcia.
Glenny. And she said which payments?
She's sorry?
Glenny Garcia. And she said which payments she didn't receive?
She didn't receive the payment for August 1st. So she contacted the bank, and the bank said that they did not have any information for that day and that they needed a trace number to find the
Checking
transaction.
occasions 5765 and 302. And 300. 5765 and 300.
And she
I see
also,
she switched part of her
yes?
bank account. That payment, one of the. Let me just see. Okay,
Okay.
here's the problem. The account, we did not receive a bounce back, right? Which payment did she not receive?
Oh, she has two accounts there, right?
She has two accounts until the following week. All the weeks prior to 8-1 and up to and including 8-1, she had her checks put between two different accounts. So
Okay.
first of all, which one, right? And then the transit number is on the check if you look at it. I'm sorry,
Oh, okay.
the voucher, it's the voucher, it's the statement number. It's got to be that number. I can't think of any other number it would be.
The voucher number.
I would assume so. That's the
Okay.
only, so whichever, right? But the voucher number is going to be the same regardless of, excuse me, regardless of which account.
Okay.
Mary Andrea, let me just see. Mary Andrea.
She also told me that Paulino Home Care was offering her 15 hours, sorry, $15 an hour, and she wanted to know if we could match that
Let me see.
offer. She has
Garcia.
$14 right now.
Lenny Garcia. It's in Reading. Someone offered 15 in Reading. How many
Oh,
hours does she work?
she works 40 hours, but
8,
she's
15.
going to start working 52.
So at 40 hours, I can go up to 15, but 52, 14 is the max for Reading.
Okay.
So when is it going up?
Since Friday. The start date is on Friday. Friday, so last Friday, so
Oh, last Friday. So no, so
September
then
5.
for 52, I cannot offer her an increase. I have that wiggle room at 40, not at 52. If someone's giving her 15 at 52, tell her to take it. That means
Oh.
somebody's going to be losing money.
Okay. So I'm going to ask her right now what was the account where she did not receive the money?
Trace number. Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
What is a trace number of a direct deposit? I want to make sure that's what it is.
Okay.
Seven digit seek. Okay, so the bank's routing, the trace number is the bank's routing number and a seven digit sequence for that transaction. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, so it's the statement number. It's the what's it called? The routing plus the statement number. Routing first and then the statement number. So in this case, the statement number is 14,434,98.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
And then the routing is the, is whatever, whichever account, it's the 9-digit of whichever account she didn't receive it.
Okay.
Okay, but we never received it back, so it means that the bank is holding it.
Okay, good. I will let her know.
Excellent.
Okay, bye-bye.